exciting service, hasn't it, on this most exciting of days? And I wonder what it must have been like on that very first Easter morning, just over 2,000 years ago. And thanks to Insight, our fantastic Christian schools workers, who are one of our mission partners here at NMBC, we have the chance now to travel back in time and to join Mary Magdalene outside the empty tomb. Let's join Mary.
Oh, hello. Are you here to see Jesus' tomb?
I'm Mary. Mary Magdalene.
I was here early this morning and I dropped something, so I've come back to look for it. It's a little brown pot and it's very precious. It's worth a lot of money, so I really want to find it. Let's have a look. Oh, here it is. What a relief. Did you hear about what happened this weekend? Do you know about Jesus? He was my friend. You see, before Jesus, I didn't really have many friends. I'd done some bad things and no one wanted to be my friend, really. But when I met Jesus, well, everything, it changed. And I've been traveling around with Jesus and his friends for the last 2 years. He's this great teacher, and he's been telling me all of these great things about God, about how awesome he is, about how powerful he is, and about how he's loving, and how he wants to forgive. Remember I said I'd done those bad things? Well, I didn't really think that I deserved to be forgiven. But Jesus told me that God loves us. God loves us and he wants to forgive us no matter how bad the things we've done are. He wants to be our friend. Isn't that amazing news? Well, Jesus, he isn't just a great teacher. We believe that Jesus, he's the Messiah. He's the one that we've been waiting for generations. The one who is coming to rescue us. And we knew him. All this amazing stuff, it was just happening right before our eyes. Even last week in Jerusalem, Jesus rode through the city on a donkey. And there were all these crowds of people, and they were cheering, and they were shouting his name, and they were waving palm leaves in the air, and they were throwing their robes right down on the ground before him. Just like a king entering a big capital city. And then, when we got to Jerusalem, well, Jesus carried on his teaching. And I'm not really sure why, but his teaching, it made quite a lot of people quite angry. And then it was the Passover. You know about the Passover, right? Well, after the Passover, Jesus and his friends, they went to the garden to pray. Just to pray. And well, then it all went wrong. Well, out of nowhere, these guards came and they arrested Jesus. They arrested him like he was some common criminal. And he was just praying. He'd done nothing wrong. He was innocent. And they led him away and they put him on trial. And it was an illegal trial at night. It wasn't even a proper trial. And this witness came out of nowhere and made up these lies about him. And they said awful things and they sentenced him to death. And that wasn't enough for them. They beat him and they whipped him and they spat on him like he was disgusting. And they mocked him. They put this crown of thorns on his head. And the thorns, well, they dug into his head and he bled all the way down his face. And then they made him walk back through Jerusalem. But this time, no one was cheering, no one was singing his name. This time, he had to carry his own cross all the way through town. And it was so heavy. It was so heavy that he fell. And then
right there in front of everyone, in front of his friends, in front of his family, in front of me. They killed him. They killed my friend. They killed Jesus. But he was supposed to be the one. He was supposed to be the one who saved us all. He was God's son. Is it all a lie? I didn't think that he was meant to die. And then, because it was so late, and because it was the Sabbath, well, on the Sabbath day, you're meant to rest, you're not meant to do any work, you're not even allowed to bury the dead. And so instead, we had to wait, and they put him in this tomb, and they rolled the stone in front. We didn't get to bury him properly, not that day. You see, in our culture, when somebody dies, we anoint their body with perfume and with precious spices before we wrap them in linen, and then we bury them. So the whole Sabbath, we waited until we could go back. And then early this morning, me and my friends, we came here to bury Jesus. But when we got here, it was like this. The stone, it had been rolled away, but there was nobody inside. He was gone. You can see for yourselves, the tomb, it's empty. And we didn't know what to do or what to think. My friends, well, they went back home, but I didn't even know if I had a home to go to now or where I belonged. And so I just waited, and then I looked inside again. And there were these two angels inside the tomb. They were amazing. They were big, and they filled the tomb, and they were kind of shining from within. And they were smiling, and they were smiling with such joy that you couldn't help but smile when you looked at them. And they said, Why are you looking for the living among the dead? But I know that he died. I saw them kill him. And then they were gone. And so I just stood here, confused. And crying and confused and crying. And then this man, well, he came up behind me, and I don't know who he was. I think I thought he was the gardener or something. And he said, What are you looking for? And I said, I'm looking for Jesus. If you've moved him, will you just please tell me where you put him? And he said, Mary, my name. It was him. It was Jesus. He was alive, and I saw him. I just wanted to hug him and hold him and tell him how happy I was to see him. But he said, no, don't hold on to me yet. I haven't yet gone to be with my Father and your Father, my God and your God. But go and tell the others that I am alive, just as I said I would be. And so I ran and ran, and I think that must have been when I dropped this. I ran into the city to tell the others, and I thought they'll never believe me. And of course they didn't believe me, but I knew that I'd seen him. It didn't matter. He was alive. Jesus, he was alive. I'm so glad I was able to tell you what happened, but I need to go. I need to start telling more people. It's such exciting news. Maybe you can go and tell whoever you see first. Go and tell them that Jesus is alive. And you can see for yourselves, the tomb, it's empty.
Jesus is alive. That was the testimony of Mary Magdalene on that very first Easter morning. Jesus is alive. That was the testimony of Peter, the disciple in the reading we heard at the start of our service today. Jesus is alive. That is the testimony of our friends at home and abroad who greeted us at the start of the service with their Easter greetings. And Jesus is alive is the testimony of those being baptized here this morning. In fact, it is the testimony of millions of people throughout the centuries and across the nations. People who, just like Mary, just like Peter, just like Ali, Aida, and Lottie, have heard Jesus call them by name. And Jesus calls each and every one of us by name too this morning. He calls you whether you are young or whether you're old. He calls you whether you follow him faithfully or whether you really aren't too sure. And as he calls you, will you go to meet him? When I met Jesus, everything changed, Mary said. Are you too ready to be changed? Are you ready to have your life transformed? Ready also to deny yourself, pick up your own cross, and to follow Jesus? Mary Magdalene was ready. The Apostle Peter was ready. Ali, Ada, and Lottie are ready. What about you? Are you ready? Because Jesus changes lives. Jesus transforms lives. Jesus is the resurrection, the truth, and the life. New life, new birth, and the promise of eternal life together with him. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that will never perish, spoil, or fade. This is new life, not by works, but through faith. This is new life. It's life that will include suffering. It's life that will include pain. But it is new life, such that those who have experienced it cannot help but go out and tell others about it. It is such exciting news, because the tomb stands empty. We've heard the testimonies. Go and see for yourself. Jesus calls you by name. Go and meet him yourself. Jesus offers you new birth, new life, new hope. Will you receive it yourself? Whether that's for the first time or for the umpteenth time. Come to him. Let him change you. Let him transform you. And then go and tell others that Jesus is alive, just exactly as he said he would be. Amen. I'm now going to ask Poppy and Isaac to come and to pray for us.
Lord Jesus, thank you that you are willing to come to earth to live amongst us, to share our joys and our sorrows, to model to us what it means to be truly human, and also to show us what God is really like. Thank you for your amazing life, your sacrificial death, and the miracle of your resurrection. Thank you that you are alive today, that you call each of us by name, and have sent your Holy Spirit to live within us and to show us the way.
We say sorry for the wrong things we do and the times we ignore you, deny you, or even forget about you completely. Forgive us, we pray. We want to meet with you right here. You want to hear you call our name. We want to receive your gift of new life and new hope, and we want to be transformed more into your likeness, both this day and every day. Please help us with this, we pray. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.